The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I had a conversation on The Opinion Line earlier in the week with Tina, who was telling me her experience with hyperemesis during her first couple of pregnancies. And we were talking about the drug or the tablet that's out there that, you know, can make life easier if you have hyperemesis, but it's so expensive and it's not on the medical card and it's not covered by the drug treatment card. So it can cost a couple of thousand euro to keep yourself going through a difficult pregnancy with this drug. And we got a big response, and at Hyperemesis Ireland, their phones have been hopping. I want to go to the UK first, to Dr. Caitlin Dean, who is one of the leading experts in this condition. Is it fair to say, Dr. Dean, that it was through Kate Middleton's own personal story that this came into most people's consciousness? Because unless you knew about it, you'd never heard of it. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Yeah, I mean, you know, certainly the Baptist Cambridge suffering helped to raise awareness of the condition. But there's that was a slightly double-edged sword. At the time, women were also being accused of sort of being a bit of a princess. And such kind of nonsense as it being fashionable and so on. The bottom line is that the condition has been around for, 2,000 years or more. There's documented evidence of hyperemesis. It's certainly not a new thing, but there is, thankfully, greater awareness of it now. And, I mean, it used to be a leading cause of death for women in early pregnancy. So, it needs to be taken more seriously, which it hasn't really been done for the last few decades.
Yeah. Do we know what causes it, firstly? And secondly, can you predict whether someone is going to have it?
So that's a tricky question. One of the problems with conditions that we don't fully understand why they occur is that they often get put down to being psychosomatic and so on. It's not a psychosomatic condition. It's very much a biological condition. And it has a strong genetic element. There's been recent research looking at the genetics involved in it. And we know that if your mother or your sister had it, you've got a much higher chance of suffering with it. And if you've had it once, then you've got a very, very high chance of getting it again. But the actual sort of nitty-gritty of the genetics is slightly complicated. It's probably not worth trying to get into on the radio about.
Yeah, yeah. But I think maybe the simplistic question I was trying to get to was, is there a way when a woman is either trying to get pregnant or has just found herself pregnant, that is there a way she can predict this and might be able to take some medicine to prevent it?
If she had it before, then she should be assuming that she will have it again, and ideally getting on treatment very early to get ahead of the symptoms. If her mother or her sister had it, then it would be worth being sort of mentally prepared for the fact that it's very likely to happen. Yeah. But otherwise, it can be quite random. Certainly my mother and sister didn't suffer with it. And it wasn't until, into my first pregnancy that I realized that this was a condition I was suffering with. So unfortunately, we can't necessarily get ahead of it unless you've had it before, in which case early treatment can definitely make it more manageable. Yeah. It doesn't cure it, but it makes it more manageable.
Comparing our situation in Ireland to, say, the NHS in the UK, where there is a drug or a treatment that can lessen the impact here, but it's very expensive. It's not covered by any of our treatment plans and not available on the medical card. What's the situation in the NHS, Caitlin?
Yeah, so, once you're pregnant in the UK, all of your prescriptions are free. At the point that you're picking them up. So we don't have this issue with the cost to the woman suffering. We do. Our women in the UK do still have barriers to treatment to do with the stigma of the condition, the lack of belief and validation in the condition. But ultimately, if you get prescribed a medication here, you go to the pharmacy and you pick it up for free. And it's certainly considered cost-effective to be treating it rather than having her admitted to hospital and so on.
That's much different to hear. Stay there, Dr. Dean, and bring in Nicola Offord of Hyperemesis Ireland, where we hear that the phones were hopping since we covered this the other day. How prevalent is it in the country, Nicola? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks very much for having me on. So hypoimmunosis affects roughly 1 to 2% of pregnant women. In Ireland, that's around 600 to 1200 women a year. That's at the very sort of extreme end. You know, a number of other women sort of up to that point, you know, will have quite a rough time with nausea and vomiting of pregnancy as well. And I think research that Caitlin did actually think in the UK showed that I think up to around 30% of women in paid employment will need to take some time off work to deal with nausea and vomiting of pregnancy.
There's a story actually breaking here on the wires, as it were, as we speak, where Michael McGrath, the Minister of Public Enterprise, has strongly hinted there'll be some movement shortly on access to drugs. That would be great news.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're really on the edge of our seats. We've seen a couple of these announcements recently. I think the Minister for Health in a parliamentary party meeting the other day said there was good news coming soon. Michael McGrath yesterday saying, there's likely to be an announcement soon. I mean, really, we're just on the edge of our seats. You know, we're hearing all these positive noises. It all sounds quite encouraging. But, you know, we really just need to see the detail and we need to see what's being proposed.
And I guess the simple comparison with the UK, as Dr. Dean has pointed out, like it's chalk and cheese, the difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And women are aware of that. It's very frustrating. We support women who've taken mortgage payment breaks to afford this medication, who've given up rented accommodation, moved back in with their parents, women who have taken out loans to be able to afford it, and I suppose worryingly also women who've not taken their prescriptions and ended up going back into hospital over and over again, women who've rationed their prescriptions. And I suppose the other thing we really worry about is that women look to potentially unsafe ways of procuring the drug. If they can't afford it, they start Googling online, they start looking abroad. And that's a real worry for us as a charity.
Okay, well, we'll be watching that one with interest. To you, Nicola Offord, and to Dr. Caitlin Dean in the UK, thank you both. Dr. Dean's written a book called The Definitive Guide to Hyperemesis Gravidarum.
Cork's 96 FM.